After 3 weeks of fear and anxiety, Washington area residents this morning were cautiously hopeful for the first time. The arrests of two people early this morning in connection with the sniper case caused families and morning commuters to be, if not relieved, then warily optimistic. They're hanging on news reports about this morning's events. Law enforcement authorities identified the two taken into custody as former U.S. soldier John Allen Muhammad, also known as John Allen Williams, a Gulf War veteran, and John Lee Malvo, said to be Muhammad's 17-year-old stepson. The two have not been officially identified as suspects. NPR's Claudio Sanchez is in Montgomery County, Maryland, where 7 of the 13 shootings took place. Good morning, Claudio.
Good morning, Bob.
You've been talking to people in the area. What are they saying?
Well, I'm actually standing in a gas station parking lot, the Mobile Mart gas station on the corner of Aspen Hill in Connecticut. This is in a part of Maryland known as Kensington, just north of Washington, D.C. People who've been coming in and out of this gas station, many of whom live in the neighborhood, say they're relieved. There was one gentleman who I spoke to with an 8-month-old baby who said his whole life had been turned around because of what's happened, and he seemed to feel that he could breathe now with more ease. He's certainly been on top of the news. He said he was confident that law enforcement had cracked his case. He was particularly knowledgeable about guns since he was a gun owner and felt that the evidence is very convincing based on what he's heard. On the other hand, there were other people who didn't seem that much more relieved. I mean, these are folks who have been running around for the last 3 weeks very anxious about where they are, whether they're exposed, certainly to a busy intersection like this. And one gentleman said, look, I don't want to say much. All I know is that I'm not going to be convinced about anything until I know for sure, until I'm satisfied, regardless of what the news or anybody else is saying. There have been cameras that have converged here from local TV stations, essentially doing what I'm doing, which is talking to people. The station owner seems to feel that this is a big relief. One of his employees, who also did not want to talk on tape, said, I saw what happened. I was here, and I'll never get over it. But if this is the end of it, then I'm so glad. I think my life can go back to some sense of normality. The station owner said that he had not seen any particular decline in business, but that clearly he felt some parts of Maryland, certainly where all of this has initially happened so quickly and so tragically, you know, this part of Maryland has been on edge, and he feels that this may be a real change, certainly in the mood of folks.
People had changed their basic behavior, where they went and what they did when they got there.
That's right. Even one gentleman who lives just 75 yards from here was telling me that, you know, he clearly has taken a great deal of caution in even pumping gas. As we know, this was the station where the gas station where Prem Kumar Walekar, a 54-year-old cab driver, was shot on October 3rd at 8 a.m., and he died of his wounds. He since then has been buried, but people will never get over what's happened here, and again, people seem to think that this may be the end of it.
NPR's Claudio Sanchez in Montgomery County, Maryland.